some of this might be a little bit repeat of what I just asked you, but I just would like you to start out by just telling me a little bit about your family, the things that they did here, the things that you remember growing up,
things like that. I guess it was pretty ordinary, but it's sure a lot different than it is today.
I'm sure.
I'm 84, nearly. Yeah. I can remember when order was a lot different than it is now. But, of course, I remember the first car that came into Orderville. Driven over from Panguitch. And it was put aside. Yeah.
I bet.
So I saw quite a change in things in my life span. In order to go, quite a lot different than it is today.
Okay. Maybe tell me a little bit about, well, tell me a lot about your, I want to hear about your family. Tell me about when you were young.
Which one?
Tell me about when you were young.
When I was young?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a long time ago, since I was young.
I feel that way.
It's hard for people now, this generation, to imagine what life was like without automobiles.
True.
But, I remember the first one that came into Orderville. I remember when we got our first Dodge Touring Car. But, I've seen a lot of changes in my short life. We're going to come along pretty fast, always.
What was your family like?
My family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my own immediate family, it was just four boys. Four boys, and I was the oldest. And we all went on missions. I'm the only one that stayed here. The rest of them all went off to school for some education. Two of them went to Salt Lake, and another one to Cedar City. Still have one brother living in Salt Lake, the youngest one. But, life in Orderville today is a far cry from what it was when I was growing up.
I
was the first automobile to come in. We were seeing the first airplane that flew over us.
Oh, really? Oh, that would be fun. What was your mom like?
Well, mother was maybe you didn't get her to tell you.
No, I have to hear it from you, because you are my interviewee.
I guess she's just the ordinary run-of-the-mill woman. Had four boys and no girls.
And she didn't go crazy with four boys? She was able to handle you?
Yeah.
How about your dad?
Father's very kind, considerate man. Hard worker. He learned the carpentry trade and made most of his living. Carpentry.
He was a musician.
Huh?
A musician.
Yeah, he was quite musically inclined. He sort of played the guitar. And I've kicked myself to kingdom come for not letting the deep me out play it.
That's the thing. I wish I could play the guitar.
I never did learn to play it.
Well, it's not too late. You could always learn. let's see. We've already talked a little bit about your grandmother and grandfather. Mention them.
Well, Joe, tell her about your mother. She was a tiny, meticulous little lady. She'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and churn the cream into butter.
I'd like you to tell me about that.
Oh yes, back in those days we had our own milk cows, had no land, raised feed. Milk cows, that was our living. Chickens.
Okay.
But it was a hard worker.
And there was no refrigeration, see, so she'd get up, turn that cream, and make butter and take it to the store and trade it for it. She did that before it could melt, you know.